that we lose everything, but we're going to be gaining a lot more. In the fourth session, we're going to be talking about another bizarre thing which emerges from quantum physics. It's called parallel universes. And we're going to ask you, do you live in parallel universes, and how could I find out if I do? We're going to find out why quantum physics thinks these other universes may be real and how they could be affecting our minds and our human behavior. In the fifth section, we're going to be talking about time and how it bends, and space and how it warps. Time bends and space warps? What is that all about? We're going to be looking at what is known as relativity theory that Einstein first introduced some many years ago. And we're going to find out how that, together with some ideas from quantum physics, have completely changed what we think is happening out there. In the sixth session, we're going to be looking at sex, magic, and the shamanic world, how quantum physics and the shamanic world view overlap. Now, this is going to be a very personal story because, you see, the shamanic world I'm talking about isn't a world I just read about. It's a world that I actually entered and became part of. So you're going to learn a little bit more about this character called Dr. Fred Alan Wolfe as he tells you about sex, magic, and the shamanic world. In the seventh session, we're going to be looking at psychology in a new light of quantum physics. We're going to be looking at that strange border where the psyche and physics meet, or how the universe itself may be dreaming reality into existence, including you. In the eighth session, we're going to be looking at the spiritual universe. Can quantum physics give us a new insight into the nature of our spirituality? Is there a spirituality? What is meant by God if we understand quantum physics? And does that have any bearing on my life? In the ninth session, we're going to be looking at mind into matter. We're going to be looking at what is known as alchemy. And we're going to be looking at it from the point of view of the new physics or quantum physics and see that there is a new alchemy. But in order to understand the new, we're going to have to look a little bit into the old alchemy. In the 10th session, we're going to be looking at how matter transforms into feeling inside of your body. Now, that may seem like a very strange thing. Matter changing into feeling? How can that take place? Isn't matter just solid stuff and feeling something effervescent, like, you know, I feel this, I feel that? Well, we're going to look at how the new alchemy provides us a model with what that's all about. In the 11th session, we're going to be looking at a subject that I really like to talk about. It's called time travel. So we're going to do some time traveling through your universe and see how you can use your mind to time travel through time, travel through time, by surrendering something, a little bit of baggage that you normally carry with you that's very precious. What is it? We're going to be learning how to surrender your ego. And the 12th session, we're going to finally be looking at what I call the technology of God. How does God do this? How does this universe get created? And where does it all come from? And how does it affect my soul? So that's our sessions, and I welcome you to tune in. Quantum physics, or quantum mechanics, which really is the same thing, is a strange business. It deals really with the behavior of things we normally don't care about, but affect our everyday lives nevertheless, whether we care about them or not. It deals with the behavior of matter and energy. And let's face it, folks, we are dealing in our everyday lives with taking this hunk of matter we call me, I, our bodies, and moving them through space and time, which we call energy. So just getting around requires us to understand a little bit more about what we mean by matter and energy. But when we think of matter and energy, we normally think of it in terms of the things we can see, like I got a body. I go to a baseball game. I watch the ball travel through the air. I sit in a car and I watch the scenery pass by. I go to work. I do this. I do that. And we see things around us.